Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, be it favorable or not, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on this program, let us hear from you, and you can do so by contacting us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, just because we were made in the image of God, as Genesis 1 verse 27 teaches, it doesn't mean that we have to stay like that. True, every human being resembles God in a sense. There's a spiritual side, there's a moral side, and there's an awareness of life beyond this physical world. But one of the main aspects of God's identity, his very character, is and must be an acquired trait in us. And you know, far too frequently, we don't acquire very much of it. Indeed, for many, this quest is not merely without success, but is even without aim. They don't even try. They don't even attempt. And for those that avoid any effort to serve God, then certainly that's not surprising, but instead it's anticipated. But two, it disturbs me far more when Christians show no interest in pursuing holiness in their own lives. It disturbs me most of all when I see that desire somewhat diminishing in my own life. The Apostle Peter, in 1 Peter 1 and verse 16, quotes from Leviticus 11 and verse 44. Notice what 1 Peter 1 verse 16 says. Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." So we see that in the quoting of this from the Old Testament, the Apostle Peter relates God's own will on this matter. You shall be holy, for I am holy. No loopholes, no exceptions are permitted. God simply demands that it be so. Holiness, let us understand, is not just behavioral in its nature, but it's rather about attitude. It's not a matter of merely doing nice things for people, or even for God. It's consciously separating ourselves from the motivations and the priorities of the world and separating ourselves to the things of God. And that kind of an attitude will naturally result in change in our behavior, but the attitude change, that has to come first. So, exactly how we go about acquiring holiness, that somewhat calls for a study of the entire Bible, looking at those approved and those unapproved examples, and as well carefully regarding God's expectation of us. But it's in 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 17, that let us now read. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to everyone's work. Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. So we see here that the Holy Spirit, through Peter, is showing us God's expectation, and he gives us a few reasons for them. We must be holy, Peter writes, because it demonstrates the change that Jesus is working in our lives. Did you notice verse 14? Let's read it again. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust. So we see then that Peter's statement is sort of like that of Paul in Romans chapter 6, where there we see baptism is seen as the end of the life that's dedicated to sin, and it's the beginning of the life that's dedicated to the Lord. Let's read beginning in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. So see, it makes no sense for us to act in our life the same way that characterized our lives when we were in sin. And even as Peter makes mention, doing so in ignorance, well, that's one thing. We sinned before knowing Christ, largely because we didn't know any better. But we know better now. Jesus has revealed his will to us through the Spirit. And so we are, as Paul made mention to the Gentiles in Romans 1 and verse 20, we're pretty much without excuse. We are definitely without excuse. Even without knowing the mind of God, we're guilty as those who had been enlightened and then have fallen away. Remember those that were mentioned in the Hebrew letter in chapter 6, where it says, beginning with verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God, and the power of the ages to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucify again for themselves the Son of God, and put him to an open shame. So we must be holy, because it demonstrates the change that Jesus is working in our lives. But also we must be holy because it reflects our Father in our lives. In other words, there needs to be, for the lack of a better word, a family resemblance. We must have that family resemblance if we are to present the gospel of salvation to the world in our lives, and if we're going to have any hope of those listening to us when we present it in our speech. Remember, Peter calls us children there in verse 14, and he calls God Father in verse 17. So the Heavenly Father fully expects us to incorporate his holiness into our lives, and becoming more like God should be enough of a motivation for any of us. Jesus, who himself is holy, gives us perfect insight into the character of God, and so it's binding upon us to follow his example. And finally, we must be holy because God will hold us accountable if we don't. Let's remind ourselves again of 1 Peter 1 and verse 17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. You see, it reminds us greatly of what Peter said over in the second letter that Peter wrote. In Second Peter, notice with me chapter 3 as I read verses 11 and 12. Therefore, since all of these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. So we see then that it reminds us that when the destruction of this physical universe, this is given to us as well as a motivation for us to engage in holy conduct and godliness. You see, the God that we serve is the God who demands holiness from his people and who will require it of them on that final day. If we reject holiness in our lives, we heap judgment to ourselves. As our time is about up, are you interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own time and the privacy of your own home? Or is there a Bible subject that you'd like to learn more about? Or maybe you would like to listen to some of these radio broadcasts that contains maybe a subject that you have interest in. Well, there is a website that you can log on, and that will enable you to do all of these things that I've just mentioned. It's www.eastalbertville.org. On that website, you can take a Bible correspondence course at your own time in the privacy of your own home. On that website, you can type in a Bible subject that you have interest in, and it will take you to all of the articles and sermons on the website that pertain to that subject. And all of these radio broadcasts that you're listening to currently have all been given a title since the 1st of 2020. So you can again look through those titles and see if there is a subject there that is of interest to you and you've helped to study God's Word. And that's what this website is all about. It's an attempt to help us all to study God's Word. And that's all that we're interested in engaging in. We're not interested in giving you our opinions. We're not interested in restating what culture and society around us wants to dictate. We're simply interested in one thing and one thing only, and that is, what is God's will for us? And he has revealed to us his word by inspiration. It's not the words of men. It is the words of God. And that's what we only appeal to on this radio program, as well as in all of the other articles and things that you'll find on our website. And in fact, if you'd like to receive an email bulletin every 2 weeks that contains Bible articles and Bible subjects, on that website, you can give us your email address, and we will add you to the address list to receive that email bulletin. We'll never solicit you for money. We'll never solicit you except for one thing, and that is for you to study the things that are presented on this website. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastalbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.